ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Hare Krishna. So, we are reading from Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 1 and text 59, right? Yeah. 59? We have it there. So please repeat. Tato duksangam utsrijya satsu sajjeta buddhiman santa evasya chindanti Mano vyasagam uktibihi tato duksangam utsrijya satsu sajjeta buddhiman santa evasya chindanti Mano vyasangam uktibihi tato duksangam utsrijya satsu sajjeta buddhiman santa evasya chindanti Mano vyasangam uktibihi Tato duksangam utsrijya satsu sajjeta buddhiman santa evasya chindanti mano vyasangam uktibihi utsrijya. Santa eva se chindanti manovya sangha mukti bihi. Tataha, therefore, duksangam, bad association, utsrijya, giving up, satsu, with the devotees, sajjeta, one should associate, buddhiman, an intelligent person, santaha, devotees, eva, certainly, asya, once, chindanti, cut off. Manah vyasangam, opposing attachments. Uktibihi, by their instructions. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. One should therefore avoid bad company and associate only with devotees. With their realized instructions, such saints can cut the knot connecting one with activities unfavorable to devotional service. Purport. This verse, which appears in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.26.26, was spoken by Lord Krishna to Uddhava in the text known as the Uddhava Gita. The discussion relates to the story of Pururava and the heavenly courtesan Urvasi. When Urvasi left Pururava, he was deeply affected by the separation and had to learn to overcome his grief. It is indicated that to learn the transcendental science, it is imperative that one avoid the company of undesirable persons and always seek the company of saints and sages who are able to impart lessons of transcendental knowledge. The potent words of such realized souls penetrate the heart, thereby eradicating all misgivings accumulated through years of undesirable association. For a neophyte devotee, there are two kinds of persons whose association is undesirable. One, gross materialists who constantly engage in sense gratification, and two, unbelievers who do not serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but serve their senses and their mental whims in terms of their speculative habits. Intelligent persons seek transcendental realization should very scrupulously avoid their company.
Hare Krishna. So, this is a very nice verse.
Krishna speaking to Uddhava. And for us it's very important. We have, acharyas, they are teaching us. They are teaching us exactly what we need to do to come to the highest platform of prema. And you see, an example, just take Upadeshamrita, right? Rupa Goswami, he very clearly explains from the very beginning what we need to do to achieve the highest perfection in just few verses. Just one single small book. Somebody may consider it, it's a small book, so it's not important. No, on contrary, actually, it's very important. Upadesha Amrita. So just following these, one can achieve perfection. If you go on and analyze, right? So then what is the first verse about? Vacha Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jihva Vegam, Udara Pashta Vegam. Right? Controlling the senses, controlling the speech, controlling the tongue for eating, no, controlling the mind, controlling emotions, anger. Right? Now, if you don't do that, then how can you hope for any progress? If you don't control these urges, if you don't control anger, so what's going to happen? Karma, right? There's a desire. Desire is not being fulfilled. Then what happens? I get angry. Krodha. And then still my desire is not fulfilled. Then what's the next?
lobha. I'm still greedy after it, and I will endeavor, right? So, God, I still don't get it. Then what's the next? Moha. One gets clouded. One sees like a, no, nothing around, just, I want that. And I'm not getting it. So then, what happens next? Mada. Now it becomes crazy. Then I'm still not getting it. Then it goes to Matsarya. Gone. An example, what's happening now, right? Now you have the war in Ukraine, right? You see? Not getting what he wants. Then, now he's crazy. Now he will do just anything to get that. It's the ego. So if we don't control our emotions, then it goes to Mada Matsarya. Lost. Gone. Crazy. So therefore, as a sadhu, we have to control Krodha. Krodha Vegam. Then, we can hope for something. So, the first verse, and you have controlling the urges which we have. We want to eat. So what do I eat? Oh, if it's something not nice, I'm not eating. Well, I mean, try it for a few days, and after a few days, you will eat anything. Right? Because being hungry, there's a saying that hunger is the best cook. If you are hungry, you can eat anything. But, so, then, we have to control the urges. So instead of going outside and not eating just anything, then you have nice prasad, no, from the Lord. So that's not bad. You enjoy nice prasad. Speech. What do we talk? Do we talk Krishna Katha? Or do we talk some nonsense? Sometimes the urges are there, right? You want to talk nonsense. No? But which one is predominant? What do we want more? That's up to us. So that way, then, by controlling, attempting to control the urges, then Rupa Goswami, then he gives us the second verse. And there he instructs us then in what we should avoid. Bad company. Right? So now we attempted, we tried our best to control the urges. But if we go into the asat sangha, if we engage in prajalpa, if we engage in atyahara, prayas, then it will come back. There's no point. It's like, like Srila Prabhupada says the analogy of the baiting elephant. Elephant? No, he just goes and then, he baits. And then after that, just put mud on himself. Buffaloes do the same thing, by the way. So, what's the point? So now we have to protect it. So, prevent the urges coming back or getting stronger. And then the next verse, then he tells us then what we should do to start developing the desire to become Krishna conscious. Utsaha. We need to be enthusiastic. And satsanga. Try to search the association of devotees. So being in the association of devotees, then naturally it will help us to become enthusiastic. That's what we need to do. And what do we do in the association of devotees? Then, it's the fourth verse. Dharati pratik vinati guhyam akti prichati bhungte bojayate. exchanges, loving exchanges. Then that will help us. That will encourage us. That will make us happy practicing devotional service. So that's the whole point. That we need to practice. We need to develop the desire, the utsaha, the enthusiasm. Why? Because think about it. We are, who are we? Are we this body? Or these bodies here, right? What? We are jiva. We are jiva, which is like a very, very minute. Okay, and then, so as a minute jiva, what do I have under control? I say, okay, I want to talk, so I talk. I want to lift my hand, okay, I lift my hand. I want to stand up and walk, or I want to sit down. Is that me controlling that? I don't have the body under control. It's not me. I am the jiva. And all I can do, I can desire. Everything else, Paramatma takes care. So, jiva desires, Paramatma sanctions. So the only thing which we can do, which we can control, is the desire. So we want to develop desire to be Krishna conscious. You do that, and Paramatma is a Chaitanya Guru, then he will help it to happen. You can get into association of devotees, you can get to hear Krishna Katha, you can get to take prasad. So all these can be organized. Paramatma is in every atom. He is in everybody's heart. He can do anything. But are we ready for it? Do we want that? So the association of devotees is extremely important to develop the desire. That's what we want. We want to become Krishna conscious. So, how to do that? Right? So then, in Bhagavad Gita, then Krishna speaks, Tad vidi pranipatena, pariprasna sevaya, upadikshantite jnanam, jnanina stata darshana. So, if you have the desire, then submissively approach a spiritual master. And inquire from him. And, very important, render service unto him. What will that do? He becomes pleased. And he fulfills the desire which you have to know about Krishna and ultimately to know Krishna. He can do that. He had seen the truth. But we should be careful not be like Karna. He approached submissively, right? But was he sincere? There was a problem. And because of that, then he did not get the mercy of the spiritual master. So, the submissive inquiry and the service must be there. Why service? Why it's not, okay, I'm submissive, so then I can just ask. But the service, the seva, actually induces one to develop the humble attitude. which is very important. Otherwise, I may feel, I'm Purusha, I don't need to, no. Anyway, I know everything. What do I need to do service for? There was one little story. There was one guru and he had two disciples. Then one disciple, he was very dutiful. He was doing, and they were living out in that cottage, not in the village. So it was winter. And the disciple then, he would always warm up water for his guru. Then, as the water was ready, the other disciple would come, Guruji, come now, I have prepared water for you. So he thought it was always the second one who is everything arranging, but the other one, he was busy, he was running around. So once it happened that the other one, he got sick or he could not prepare. Now the second one, he thought everything is fine, everything is ready. So please, Guruji, I prepare water for you. And he can't. Where is the fire? Where is the water? Oh, sorry. So he was exposed. So the spiritual master, now he got on his case a little bit. So you should not take somebody else's results. He got offended. He left. It's ego. So we should not become like that. Ego is very dangerous. There's another one. There was one boy, and he approached a spiritual master. Please, Guruji, can you teach me? Okay, I can teach you. So he studied under him for some time. And then he heard that there's some other guru, more famous. So he decided, well, okay, let me approach him. I can learn more from him. So then, now he goes. One day he just goes to the other guru. And he approaches him, Guruji, no, may I learn from you? Said, you don't have a guru? I do have, but you know, he's not as good as you are. No, you are perfect. You know so much. My guru is not that great. I see. So then he gives him a cup. And then he takes kamandalu. And he starts pouring water in the cup. And okay, yeah, that's enough. It's overflowing. Stop. Stops. Said, you are like the cup. You are full of knowledge. You are overflowing by knowledge. I cannot teach you. So, no pranipata. No Vigyan. One has to be humble, right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gives us perfect instructions. In Shikshastakam, what he tells us? Trinadapi sunichana, tarudapi sahishana, amanina, manadena, tirtaniya sadahari. So, one has to be humble. One has to be tolerant. One has to be not expecting respect from others, but be ready to give respect to everyone. It's very, very important. So he tells us, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells us to develop just these four qualities. So easy, no? Just four. And then we can chant Kirtaniya Sadahari. Okay, so let's do it. Okay, everybody, now just let's be humble, tolerant. Let's be respectful to everyone in every situation. And don't expect anything for yourself. Is it easy? Why not? What's the difficulty? We try, but sometimes, we are not in control, right? So, vacho vegam, no, manasa kroda vegam, jiva vegam, udara pashto vegam, we don't control. Sometimes it's just, the mind takes over. And then we are in trouble. But we can do, Prabhuji, yes, yes, oh, I know, you are so great, no? But inside, what do we think? We are a nonsense. So is it being humble? Is it easy to become humble? Not so easy, right? Tolerant? Tolerate, no? How others deal with you? Not so easy, right? Respectful? We should learn to respect every living entity. Not just devotees. Not just human beings. Every living entity. But what does it mean? I mean, how do you respect a dog? He's also a living entity. He's also a jiva. But does it mean that you take the dog on the leash and then you go and you clean the stool after him? Is that how you respect the dog? Take him to your bedroom, now put him in your bed. It's a nonsense. But nonetheless, we can still respect it. How can we respect a dog? What can we do? Yes, prasadam. If you don't have prasadam, can you respect the dog? We can chant the holy name. So you see a dog, just chant the holy name. Just send Hare Krishna. What greater benefit, or can I say service? What greater service can you do for the jiva? There was one man, and he had some mental problems. So then he was asked to go and see a psychologist. That psychologist, then there was a lady, and she was doing it for quite some time, and then she was expert in regression. You know regression? It's like hypnosis, and then you go and see the past lives, whatever. Anyway, so she did that with him. So then he is under the hypnosis. He's and she's asking, so then now, okay, you are in the previous life. What do you see? Oh, I see everything from the top. Wow, okay. So look around. And you see, oh, I have wings, I'm flying. That is amazing for the lady. Anyway, so she was amazed, but over next some time they were doing many of these regressions, and she was trying to find out then how did he die. So it's always, it comes to that he's flying, he's coming into some window, he sits somewhere, black. He's dead. Okay, then, so What kind of window? What kind of building? So he's describing it. It's nice, like a high building. And then he's flying there. And then he's seeing somebody standing there. He goes. He sits somewhere there underneath. Finished. Okay. So then the building is very high. It's pointed. And now on top of the building, there is some wheel. Then he goes into the window. There's somebody standing, some statues. There is some food underneath. He just goes, sits on it, dead. And so she, the psychologist, she was, what is this? I had seen something like that. And she approached devotees. And it was, yes, that's a Vishnu temple. And now the statues, the thing, they are deities. And what he was sitting for on was the offering. And when he sat on the offering, the pujari probably just begged him and then he died. But he touched prasad. So from a insects, where are they on the evolution line, right? The 8 million species of lower life. They are very low. Just by touching prasad, he gets next lifetime human body. So, what is the greater benefit? How to respect an animal, an insect, than just by giving prasad and chanting the holy name? So we can respect. Great. But sometimes we see, I'm superior. I deserve respect. That's the problem. So we have being humble, being tolerant, being respectful. These qualities are not so easy to practice because there are an interaction with others. But what we should start with, the amanina. Let's try not to demand respect for ourselves. If we can do that, we can control our demand for being respected, being honored. Then, naturally, we can develop being more humble, being more tolerant, and being more respectful. See an example how not expecting or not demanding can help for everyone actually to be more happy in life. In just an example, you have a friend, and the friend, okay, he's out somewhere, not in India, right? You didn't see him for so long time. Maybe he was in US. COVID comes, right? And then nobody, for 2 years, you don't see anyone. So after a very long time, he comes back. And because he's coming from America, so and he wanted maybe the latest iPhone. So he calls you, I'm home. Please come. No, I wouldn't like to see you. So then you go, right? You see your friend. And you are very happy seeing your friend after so long time. And naturally, no, he brought your iPhone. So, are you happy or not? Very happy, no? You expected that you will see your friend. You expected that he will bring your iPhone. So, your expectation is fulfilled. You are happy, isn't it? Okay, fine. Then, another scenario. Same thing, your friend is coming. You ask him to bring something, no? And you go and see him after a long time. You see your friend, you are very happy. Oh, yeah, so nice to see you. Did you manage to bring my iPhone? Oh, you see, I could not get it because I didn't have enough money. Or not enough time. So I'm sorry, I could not bring it. How happy are you? You are happy seeing your friend, but you expected also that you will get the iPhone. But it's below your expectation, isn't it? So are you as happy as he brought it? You are not. Oh, yeah, I am happy to see you. No, it's nice. Okay, yeah, no. Okay, yeah, very nice. Huh. Then, another scenario. You are going to see your friend after a long time. You didn't ask him to bring anything. You go see him. You are very happy. You talk. You enjoy. No. Just nice relationship. That's what your expectation was, right? You expected to see your friend. You saw your friend. You didn't expect anything that he will bring. So then you are happy. And if you go and see your friend, you didn't ask anything, but you see your friend, you are happy, and he, look, I brought something for you. I knew that you always wanted, whatever, iPhone, right? So here I brought it for you. Now, you didn't expect that. It's beyond your expectation. And therefore, your happiness is much greater. So it depends on how much we are expecting for ourselves. How much, if we can lower our expectations, then in more situations, we will be satisfied. We will be, content. Okay. If I get, I get. If I don't get, I don't get. So, if we are satisfied, then also we can be more humble, we can be more tolerant, and we can be more respectful to others. Not feeling offended. So that's the way to start. To work on ourselves. Because Amanina actually is about me. I can practice that. And the other three qualities, they will manifest. So if we can develop this, if we can get to the point that we are minimizing the expectations for ourselves, then we can naturally become more humble towards others. Become more tolerant and become more respectful. So that's something anybody can try. So that's how we can develop the desire. That is a desire, and everything else will naturally develop. Because as we mentioned, Krishna, as a Paramatma, is in the heart. He is always guiding us. But we don't have the adhikar to actually see that. That's why Krishna, being so merciful, then he helps us to arrange, to give us spiritual master, whom we can see, we can hear him, we can follow. So, we are always guided, if we want to. And even the Paramatma, many times, now you get like a dilemma, right? You are supposed to do something. You get some, how they call it? Like intuition, right? But you don't know what it is. This is not intuition. There's nothing like that. It's a Paramatma. Is trying to tell us what we are supposed to do. But we don't listen because of our, we are so conditioned. So through the conditioned intelligence, through the conditioned mind, we decide whether I want to do it or not. But it's a problem. So conditioned jiva has this problem. Then once the jiva becomes free of conditioning, then there is no any obstacle. The devotee can directly follow the instructions of Paramatma. So, how do we come to the stage of what is the problem? What actually makes us so conditioned? And the conditioning, it comes actually from the Papa Bija. These are anarthas. And anarthas, Vishwamitra Chakravarti Thakur, in Madhura Kadambini, then he tells us that the anarthas, they come from the previous life, we have them. And they may not be fully manifest, but as a form of bija, they are still there. And by activities, whatever activities we do, then we create anarthas. Anartha means something unwanted. So when we do something, some wrong activity, it creates anartha. Or it strengthens anartha. He describes that anarthas, they come from four kinds of activities. Sinful activities, right? Everybody knows, okay, fine. I understand that. Anarthas, they come from pious activities. Wow, okay, no, what does it mean, right? Then the third one discusses anarthas. No, they come also from devotional service. Ooh, oh, how? Then anarthas, they come from namaparad. So, okay, these sinful activities, we understand. I do something sinful, it's bad. No, I get reactions for that. Then, pious activities. What is the difference between sinful and materialistic pious activity? If you do pious activity, what happens? You go to heaven, maybe. You go to heaven, maybe for thousands of years. And then? Come back here. There's no other way. So, you only postpone your suffering. What's the use? So therefore, anything which creates desire to go to heavenly planets is useless. And therefore, it's on the level of sinful. Then, devotional service. Right? What does it mean? When we're devotional service, because of our ignorance, we do seva parad. So seva parad is what creates the anarthas. And namaparad, naturally, the most prominent is Vaishnava parad. So then he goes on and he describes there are five levels of how the anarthas gets removed. In the process of Shraddha to Prema, then on certain levels they get removed. And then he has, the first level is partially, the anarthas get partially removed, then substantially removed, then almost completely removed. Then the next level is completely removed. But there is one more level. The last level is absolutely completely. Now, what is the difference between completely and absolutely completely? And the example is, you have a box. You put a hinge inside, right? And after some time, you take the hinge out of the box. There is no hinge inside. But what do you smell? You smell the hing, right? So it's deeply inside. So it's completely removed, but the smell of the hing is still there. So absolutely completely means no smell, nothing. So and then he describes that the anarthas, which are coming from pious activities, sinful activities, and even from the seva parat, by the time when the devotee is on the ruchi, asakti, they are gone absolutely completely. There is a desire, there is a taste for devotional activities, there is no absolute taste for anything else, there is no connection to the material activities. So, but the anarthas which come from the namaparat, they get absolutely completely removed only at the time of prema. And this is a very, very big problem. So when the devotee progresses, he goes, progresses in his devotional activities. First of all, then he may be suffering some reactions, he may be suffering some conditionings from the different anarthas, they are very gross. But he gets over it. Just chanting of the holy name, association with devotees, taking Mahaprasadam, everything will manifest. He will go through anartha nivritti. That means most of the anarthas will be removed. He comes to the plateau of nishtha. He gets his devotional service becomes steady. There are still some anarthas, but he can control that. He can do whatever he wants to do. He wants to chant japa. He sits down, he chants japa. Sometimes some thought may come, but he is in control of it. He is not being disturbed. So, but the anarthas, which are then coming from the aparat, they are the subtle anarthas. And they are not removed yet, not fully. So those are the ones which give the disturbance to the devotee, even on the higher platforms. So it is wise to avoid any namaparat. That's why every morning we chant the 10 offenses, namaparat. Because it's so important to avoid them. But maybe because we read them every day, I know. But what do we do during the day? Are we careful how we deal with each other? Are we careful not to commit namaparat? And because these anarthas are subtle, then we may not immediately notice them. They are in the heart. Same like small child, when he is born, we say children are innocent, right? For how long? Until puberty. And then you can start seeing what's happening. Because the anarthas are there. But like a seed, you can have box of rice, right? Dhan, right? Or you can have wheat. What's going to happen? We can make atta out of it. And make chapati, okay, fine. And they are going to stay as a seed. But what happens when you take the wheat and you put it in the ground? It starts growing. Sprouts, starts growing. So the anarthas, they can stay as a seed as long as there is no proper field, nothing corresponding for the anartha to grow. So children, they don't have any, the sexual desires, they are not developed, no. So then they are innocent. They don't know. But once, no, the puberty starts, then the desire starts coming. And once he experiences the anartha, he gets attached to it. And it's very, very difficult to get rid of it. So these are the anarthas. And in the beginning, now when there are the gross anarthas, we don't see the anarthas, the subtle ones. It's like you can have a white dhoti, right? When the dhoti is fully black, what do you care about some small spots? But, okay, you decide, I want to wash the dhoti really nicely today. And then you make it white. But there are a few spots, black spots. You didn't notice them before. But now, the dhoti is purified, but there are still spots. Immediately the eye go to the spots. And that's the problem. So, we should work, and again it's the desire. We should work on the desire to get rid of the anarthas. Chanting of the holy name can get rid of all the anarthas at once. Mahaprasaram can get rid of all the anarthas. There was a Ramanujacharya. He was eating on the bank of a lake. A few crumbles fell into the lake. There was some fish. The fish come, no, take the crumbles, because it's food, right? No, so take the crumble. And what happens? Then the fish, they turn into like foreign form, go to Vaikuntha. And the disciples, they were looking, wow, what is this? The fish just took a few crumbles of Mahaprasad and immediately went to Vaikuntha. And we are eating your prasadam here for years, tons of prasad. But we are still here. No? With our minds, no. Why is that? We maintain our attachments. So, desire to not maintain the attachments. Then, the power of the holy name, just one chanting of the holy name can purify the whole universe. But if you don't want to, then you get maybe some Agyata Sukriti. You want to go, it's Kartik. Go to Vrindavan. You want to go to Govardhan, the Govardhan Parikrama. You want to go, you want to do, you want your consciousness is Govardhan. You will get, the benefit of being associated with Govardhan. But you go there and you are thinking about some nonsense. You go with your girlfriend and then you are just talking nonsense, pajalpa, go around Govardhan. What benefit do you get? It's an apparat, right? Doing that. So, did you get the benefit of going Govardhan Parikrama? That was not your desire. You didn't want that. You don't get that. You may get maybe some Agyata Sukriti. But definitely not the benefit of going Govardhan Parikrama. So the whole process is about developing the consciousness, the desire. And at the time when we are going to die, then what's going to happen? No, you are going to be remembering what you were doing. So if we are engaged in devotional activities, like Prahlad Maharaj from very young age. So what will you remember? Devotees, Krishna, devotional activities. That's the consciousness, you get purified. But if you are not doing that, you will be thinking about, I still wanted to go to America. I wanted to visit Antarctica, maybe. I don't know what. Oh, okay. All right. So then you will become a penguin, maybe. Now you can enjoy Antarctica. Do we want that? So therefore, association of devotees. And as Srila Prabhupada points out, the association with non-devotees is therefore very dangerous. Now, last point. We may not be able to avoid association with non-devotees, right? You go and you have to buy something. You are traveling in train, or you are there. How can we avoid associating with the non-devotees, but physically being with them? The association is of two kinds. You can take association, you can give association. Sometimes, no, devotees, they see, you see, they go to the office to work, right? And they have to be the whole day, no, with some, no, non-devotees. So, Prahlad Maharaj also was. He was the only devotee among all the demons. And he would have to go to Gurukul there and then, no, study. So, what was he doing? He was not taking association, he was giving association. And because of that, then everyone all became devotees. So he was in the Asat Sangha, but by his effort, he made them into Asat Sangha. But if we are in Asat Sangha and we take the vibes, we take the mood of them, then we become like them. And that's a problem. So if we can control it, if we can see now to that, then we can benefit and we can even find a way how we can associate and still benefit from that. Hare Krishna. Some more questions? Yes. You have a mic or? Yeah.
Thank you, Maharaj. Two questions I have. One is connected to the topic. It is said, there is a quote in English, it says, it takes one to know one. So many times this quote is given in negativity, that somebody is calling someone idiot because he also has such qualities. So does this person identifying saintly people also?
See, how do you identify a saintly person? Saintly person, as you identify by his activities. So somebody who is surrendered to the Lord, then you know, then he's a saintly person. But sometimes you have to be very careful because us being on the lower consciousness, person on lower consciousness cannot understand the activities of somebody on higher consciousness. So like, for example, then Vamshiras Babaji, the pure devotee. But one may mistaken him for somebody who is doing something wrong. So therefore, you should be very careful when you associate with someone. Don't judge. Jada Bharat. You see, now, he is just acting as a madman. What was the reason for that? Because he didn't want to have anything to do with some material activities. He had enough of it. He was a king. He was a deer. Now he has enough of that. By Krishna's mercy, he got, you know, the benefit of remembering on that. So then he's just pretending. He is Jada. And people mistaken him for that. So Maharaj Rahugana, then he thinks he is crazy. So let's engage him in some service carrying palanquin. And he kicks him and now. Then, because he is so conscious of the living entities, he respects the ants. So he doesn't want to kill any. So he is avoiding them, that's jumping, kind of like, you know. And so once, then Jada Bharat actually starts speaking, and Maharaj Raghuna, he understands. And he surrenders. So, first of all, if you have pride, you cannot understand who is whom. One has to be humble. Humble means, no, okay, I may know something, but if you know something more, please can you share? Open-minded. And what is he going to share? If it's something shared, no, on the level of Krishna consciousness, then we understand he's an elevated person. We should look for, no, what, how much vigyan the person has. Gyan, it's not useful. Gyan has to be applied to be vigyan. So by the activities, one who lives what he preaches, acharya, then you understand. So by that, that we can observe, that we can see. And also by the senior devotees, right? They see, they understand. So based on their judgment, then we can also understand who is elevated, who is not. To shout. Hare Krishna. Hey, just say it loud.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. In the connection to materialistic people, many times they could not able to figure out who is sadhu, who is not sadhu. And just by mere activities, they consider asadhu as a sadhu. Seeing their activities.
It's unfortunate. Most of the people are like that because they want something material. So if some so-called sadhu comes and he creates some gold or something, oh, he's great guru. No, I'll become a disciple. He's influential. He has many disciples. I become also a disciple. It's a Kanishta mentality.
No. So, I understand it works in identifying sadhus also. One has to become one to know one.
Well, or at least you have to have somebody. If you don't know, we are conditioned. So, it's difficult to say that we can judge who is sadhu, right? But we can take advice from sadhus. Advice from Guru Sadhu Shastra to understand who sadhu is.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
I had another question. I wanted to know the meaning of your holiness name.
Bhakti. Name? Priti Vardhana is Krishna's name. One who increases love for his devotees.
Bhakti Arjo? Arjo.
That's addition. So, one is Arjava, simple.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, last one. Yeah. Yes. Time is up.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Titikshavaha karunika shruhodam sarvadehinam ajatasatrava shanta sadavaha sadhubhushinam. Sadhu is understood by his quality. Right. Who possesses this quality, he is a sadhu. Hare Krishna.
Yes, very good. Hare Krishna. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Nitai Gaur Pramanande. Gauranga.